Welcome back to night number one of Senior Nights on Power 96. We are joined this evening by the NRHEG seniors via Zoom. We're socially distant. And this final round of questions could get a little emotional if they let it get that way. We are asking, what are your favorite memories from school? And we kind of agreed that you would all just kind of bounce off of each other. So somebody, let's get started. What are your favorite memories from school?
I'm going to start with a basic one. I don't know if I should say her name, but one of these paras made us stay in elementary on the sidewalk.
We didn't have
snow pants. And one day, all of the boys were on the sidewalk and all the girls, because we were obviously the angels.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all playing. We would like mock them. I thought it was really funny.
It was torture.
Yeah. If you didn't bring your snow pants, your boots,
a glove,
a hat, you had to stand on the sidewalk
and
you couldn't participate in recess.
And then we would always
was so sad.
Yeah. We would always fight who got to go on the snow hill. So we used to have separate days for it. And then if you push someone off the snow hill, the whole grade got kicked off and it was a big, huge deal. It's just elementary school is just a lot of like fun little memories like that.
One of my favorite memories from kindergarten, you had to read a certain amount of books. And once you filled your like paper of like five books that you would read, you got to have lunch with your teacher. So Miss Boondorf was like most of our kindergarten teacher, so we'd get to have lunch with her. And it just made you feel really special, like, oh, I get to have lunch with my teacher. And
who remembers the fifth grade auctions? I remember I bought Daniel's karate videos because I thought they made you smart.
Because you thought I was smart once upon a time.
Another big one that has lots of memories in it is Costa Rica. So for it was a Spanish trip. Not everyone got to go, obviously, but
2 years ago.
Yeah, it was really fun.
It was just really cool because it was just all of us. I mean, for the most part, it was mainly our grade. There was a couple grades above us older that were there too, but it was just nice to all be together, and it was just a super fun week. So that was definitely my favorite memory of high school.
Remember that fifth grade auction? I still haven't solved it.
I bought the most useless toy there that I've
ever used. Everyone did, though. Everyone did. It was just the best part of it.
And I scrambled it the night that I got it home, and I haven't felt it yet.
Oh, or when Miss Engel made us listen to that song, Ironic. What the word ironic meant, and we could just sing.
And then middle school was just very cringy. I'm going to be honest. We were all super weird. I asked Mr. Berg the other day.
The iPads
we had.
Mr. Berg hated those iPads with a passion.
Lots of fights in middle school. We tried to cover them up, but the teachers always found
us. Yeah.
And they had this thing called a referral.
Miss McNeil.
She
got a lot of those.
Yeah, you, Bailey, and Thor.
If you got in trouble, you got a referral. And then if you got like three, you got detention.
Yeah.
Good days. Literally good any days. Memory from
and people forging their parents' signature on the referral slip.
All of elementary.
I don't think we should be incriminating ourselves so much in
that. Who cares? The grade's over.
One of my favorite memories takes place in biology when we were dissecting pigs.
Oh my God.
And what I did was after we got done dissecting the pigs, I took off my dirty gloves and put on new ones and went around the room licking my fingers. So they all thought I was licking dead pig grease off my fingers.
That was funny.
There's so many from elementary, like literally
high school,
elementary is a memory.
Who remembers
when? Oh, one time, well, for kindergarten, we would have like Polar Express Day. Office ladies, they'd like roll down on rollerblades and they'd be like, "Where's your tickets? Let me punch your tickets."
And we'd watch a movie.
And we'd all get our tickets.
Yeah, we'd have pajamas on and we'd get popcorn and like hot chocolate. It was
and our blankets
fun.
And we brought blankets and pillows. That was really fun.
I went all of high school and middle school, everyone always kept asking me if I was ever in band, and they keep just assuming I'm a band kid, but I've never once set foot in a band room, but people still think I'm in band.
You seem like a band
kid. Yeah,
I don't know where he gets it.
There's just so many, like, even what happened in high school, there's so many things.
And the Prairie Fire Children's Theater plays.
Oh, those were fun.
Those are so fun.
What grades was that?
That was like second and up. We did the Sleeping Beauty.
Practicing like every day after school for like 4 hours for a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, Tom, what was it?
Tom Sawyer.
Tom Sawyer.
What was the final question that we had to answer?
That's actually.
I think just off, yeah.
Any high school memories?
I think we'll finish it. That's all.
Just the ones we're making now.
Yeah. Super. Hopefully we continue to make memories, especially in this last month of school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just remember our homecoming votes were the worst.
Oh,
every
yeah,
year.
Worst.
Every single year.
Our grade never had good votes.
No.
We wanted to make it like the best thing ever, and we would all just spend it kind of arguing about what we were going to do.
Yeah, we have a lot of big personalities in our grade, but it's super fun looking back now. Like, I would do it all over again.
Yeah, me too.
Minus the homework, but like, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then homework, you know, nobody's, well, I would assume nobody's going to really miss the homework, but I would like to know, what will you miss the most about all this time that you've had? And then on top of that, who would you cite as your biggest inspiration? And this can be, it can be a teacher, a parent, a friend's parent, just any person that left a positive impact on you. We'll start with you, Kendall.
I think what I'm gonna miss the most is the like small little things and like all the connections, because like even though now we're all like sick of each other, obviously, but like we're gonna look back and we're gonna miss each other a lot, I think. Maybe not everyone, but like, I don't know. It's just like the small little things that always happen in class that like you talk about for the whole week because it was just so funny. Like, and seeing your friends at school every day and just like, I don't know. I'm really gonna miss that personally. And like, even though some of my classmates didn't always enjoy classes, like we enjoyed each other's company and that was like really special. And yeah, we made it fun. We made the memories out of not so great times. I would say my biggest inspirations, probably my parents. They've helped me through a lot and they've shown me that even though like, not everything is going to be perfect, you can still make the most out of it and find a way to like enjoy life, even if it's not the best situation. So,
what I'm going to miss most, probably seeing all these people, because I don't really spend much time outside of school with anyone. So when I get to see all these people, it's at school. So I'm just thinking how different that's going to be, you know. Like at the end of summer when I'm sitting there going, oh, I got to start up school again. No, I don't. and thinking about what everyone's up to, you know, really just going to miss everyone I get to see, whether I like them or whether I don't like them. It's just the fact of just seeing them, knowing they're there, you know. Biggest inspiration, I'd have to say my fourth grade teacher, Miss Mueller. Because, I don't know, when I first got put into her homeroom class, everyone in the grade above me was like, dude, watch out. You know, they're like, you're not going to have fun in there. And I think it was probably one of my favorite experiences in school in general because of all the kids that were in there and just the way she taught. And I went to Texas, and when my grandma died, I was unable to make it to the funeral, and finding out that she came to the funeral to see me and my brother, and we just didn't get to go. It was really cool, really important to me, so I have to say, yeah, she's probably the biggest inspiration.
I'm going to miss, same as the past two have answered, I'm going to miss the friends, because when you think about college, you're going to go to college, and you're going to be with all new people, and you're gonna have to basically start all over again, make new friends, and that, I think that's a lot, a real scary thought for some people. So it's, you know, you're gonna miss these close-knit friend groups that you've spent all of elementary, middle school, high school building up these friendships with certain people, and then you're just gonna have to go separate ways. So I think a lot of people are gonna miss that. And my greatest inspiration has been my parents. You know, my dad's in the military, so I've been an army brat. I've moved around a lot in my life, so, and they've done everything they can to make sure I've grown up in a good home and was raised right and have all these different outlets to do activities and a lot of support from them. So, of course, they're my inspiration.
I think we all are going to miss just about the same thing. Just about what any high school seniors would miss is the sort of camaraderie that they get after a lifetime of building experiences and friendships with these people that they've known for so many years. One thing that I'll miss the most about, I think, our grade in particular is how much that I believe our grade is universal. There's really no distinct groups or cliques within our grade. There's kids that we get along with that we haven't, like kids that I haven't seen since last March. I saw them on the senior trip and started talking to them again like we'd picked up yesterday. And that's one thing I appreciate about our grade a lot is we don't seem to hold grudges too much against other people and pretty easygoing. And any person in our group could talk to someone they haven't seen to in a long time, and there's no prejudice against one group or the other, which I really enjoy. That'll probably be what I miss the most, is just the fact that we've all built such an understanding for each other. It feels more of a bigger family than just a friend group. One of my biggest inspirations, I'd have to say, family members, my parents or my grandparents, they all have done a really good job of teaching me the importance of patience, thinking things through, empathy, understanding where other people are coming from is a huge part, and just how some things are worth taking their time and other things aren't worth spending your time on. And they've done a really good job of providing examples for me as to what's worth your time and what isn't.
I'm going to miss, as Daniel said, our grade is kind of like, we're so small, we're kind of like a family. Like, I've grown up with all these people my whole life, and it's going to be really hard to say goodbye to them and possibly not see some of them ever again. I'm also going to miss, I got a really close relationship with the school counselor this year, Liz, so I'm going to miss her a lot. Hopefully I can stay in contact with her somehow. And my biggest inspiration, I would have to say, is my dad. He has really shaped me into the person I am today. And with what's been going on recently, he is a state trooper, so I've really realized how much he actually means to me. And yeah.
As to what I miss most, I mean, most of them have covered pretty much everything, but like, I'll always be a kid at heart, and these are our last years of just being kids and being together, and we've grown up together. So it's just really sad to see it ending soon. As my inspirations, I mean, there's no one really in specific, but of course my parents, for sure. I come from a large family, so lots of relatives, grandparents, cousins, and there's been some teachers in there as well. So
what I'm going to miss most about high school is honestly just the fact that high school is officially going to be over in like a month or so. And I don't know, that's just really like, it's scary in a way and sad, but it's also exciting that we are moving on to bigger and better things. And like everyone said, just the people. And even though like we do kind of bicker and stuff as a class, it is going to be sad to see us all go our separate ways. And then for my biggest inspiration, I would have to say my mom. My mom's a single mom, and she fights so hard for her two children, me and my older brother. And she always just puts everything, oh my gosh, she fights so hard to give us everything that all of our friends have and all that. And yeah, I just love her. But I would also have to say my cheer coach, Carrie Boondorf, I just love her. She always tells me that there's more than just the small town of New Richland, and she believes in me so much, and she knows how bad that I want to succeed and, you know, see what else is out there. And she really has like put that in my head that there's more to life than just this small town and these people. So, yeah.
Definitely. No, it's okay. I want to take a quick moment to thank the sponsors that have made this Senior Nights broadcast possible.
We'd like to say a big thank you to Geneva Lumber Company, New Richland Auto Repair.
We would like to thank Farmers Mutual Insurance of Manchester. I'd like to thank L&D Ag,
TNT Body Shop, and Jensen Heating and Air Conditioning, Reese Brothers Repair, Munson's Body Shop, and State Bank of New Richland.
We would like to thank Budget Tax Solutions of Ellendale and Earth Soils,
Brent Hemingway Photography, and
Sorensen's Appliance and TV.
Thank you, sponsors. We couldn't do this without you. Fantastic. Got everything I need, so I want to thank you all for taking the time out of your days to do this, and I wish you all the best of luck in your future endeavors. I know it's been a crazy year, but I'm sure you're all going to go very far.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.